Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Midnight Meditation. Hi, I'm Debbie Brock, founder of Homeopathy World Community. Each Sunday, I'm so pleased and grateful to be able to present this short meditation session. This gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and healing or your daytime energy level. Today is May 29th, 2011. Thank you for joining me, and I'm here just because of you. Just because you're there listening. It's been a while since the meditations, and I thought I would start up in honor of Memorial Day. If you are new to Blog Talk Radio, just sit back and listen. Listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click Listen on the Blog Talk Radio computer widget. If you can't stay for the length of the show or are already on your way to work or you may be getting ready to sleep, that's good. So listen and it will help your sleep. You can also download the show and listen at your convenience. Today we're going to be thinking about the holiday. There's going to be smash hit movies, parades, races, barbecues, picnics. There will be sporting events and family gatherings, store sales, ceremonies, tributes, road trips, and many observances. Memorial Day is observed on the last Monday of the month of May. It was formerly known as Decoration Day and commemorates all men and women who have died in military service for the United States. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day, and it is traditionally seen as the start of the summer season. Let us say a short prayer for those who have given their lives for the ideal of freedom. Your prayers are changing the world daily, and God provides the energy and the power to sustain the universe and our world. We ask for the Creator to provide day after day, moment after moment, to heal humanity and all creatures. We ask for freedom for the people who are enslaved. Each of us may be enslaved in some way or another by our thoughts, by our situation, by our health, by our condition. Let us pray for miracles of God to bring freedom, for corruption to be exposed, and that justice would be released in all parts of the world, in all countries, states, cities, and towns. Psalms 27:13 reads, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This evening, as I was getting ready for the program and for a picnic celebration with my family, pay attention to the thoughts that come into your mind. No matter where you are, whether you're in despair, you have to really say to yourself, I choose to live. I choose to go on. So pay attention to the things around you and to the thoughts within. In preparation for the family holiday, which was originally a day of remembrance and has now become a 3-day holiday weekend, we will take a few minutes to breathe into the week some positive light energy. And if you have been visiting with me, you know that there is a setup that prepares our mind, our subconscious, our conscious thoughts to actualize the words into our body. Clinical evidence suggests that imagery activates brain function in the same way as actual experience. The researchers have monitored brain activity during imagery exercises. They found that some parts of the brain were activated, whether people actually imagined something or actually experienced it. One way or the other, the brain cannot tell the difference. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where language, thinking, and problem solving take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including heart rate, perspiration, and blood pressure. Medical experts guess that stress is a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all diseases. We have reached our conscious and unconscious minds with these words. Begin with a deep breath in, filling your lungs in all of the tiny spaces within those lungs, energizing the cells and the blood. Exhale through your mouth all the stress, releasing it from your body. And then just breathe normally. If you haven't already done so, you may close your eyes. You may also adjust your body at any time during the meditation and visualization. The breath reflects the mind. The mind reflects the breath. The breath is a mirror of your mind and emotional body. The breath is a gateway to soothe the mind and relax the emotions. So take a moment to just watch your breathing, letting the thoughts that arise come and go like a wave, like a cloud coming into view and floating out. Slowly the mind will relax and fewer thoughts will arise. The tension will dissolve. The holding will let go. So notice in your body any place that you might be holding tension, any tightness or stress. Could even move those muscles a little bit, and then when you're ready, let them be still. Continue to notice your breathing. Notice your breath when you feel calm. Notice your breath throughout the day, focusing on the movement of the breath can wash away any remaining tension, letting it go. Your body is developing the capacity to relax more and more by listening to your mind. Like developing muscles, you are developing the ability to remain calm, even in stressful situations. Your normal reflex reactions, your fight and flight reactions, can be overcome with the breath, getting in touch with your breathing. Imagine you are building a tower of relaxation as you continue to breathe smoothly, rhythmically, evenly. Each focused breath you take, you are laying down one sheet of tissue paper as you build this tower of relaxation. This tower will not be measured in hours, but it will be measured in months and in years, in the length of time of your life. When working with the breath, you want to breathe abdominally. And what this means is the breath is from the belly, not from the chest. When you inhale, the lower abdomen expands gently. When you exhale, this area deflates and comes in. It is a natural breath. Imagine a baby sleeping peacefully, intently. And you see the way it breathes. You see how much their belly moves with their breath. Your breath was just like this. Reclaim this innocence and relaxed breathing for yourself. If you are having trouble breathing from the belly, try the following. Lie down on your back. If you are not already laying down, you might still do this while you're sitting. And make sure that you're comfortable. Put something under your knees to relax your lower back. Place a medium-sized book on your lower abdomen, and then slowly move the book up and down with your breath. Gradually, you will not need to have the book. Just your attention will be enough. This is really an excellent exercise or before you're going to sleep, especially if you're having problems sleeping. The key to working with the breath is not forcing it. Consider it as a dear friend. You can make suggestions, but you can't directly control what it does. When you make suggestions, sit back and wait to see if and when it can accommodate your request. Be patient. If you want the breath to go slower, simply ask it to go as slow as it can. Watch without interference, and it will go as slow as it is possible. If you find yourself running, another way to work with your breathing is through imagery, visualization. For example, picture waves coming in and out on a beach. Let your breath synchronize with the waves, with the tide, with the picture. Gradually, let the waves become slower and the breath will also follow. The ideal breathing is deep, long, slow, steady, and even. Breathing in and out, naturally, deeply. Even though this is a goal, your breath will probably never be perfect. So just relax and accept what comes. Just watching the breath again with a deep, long, slow breath. This means that the breathing is full and that the lungs are used to their capacity. The complete breath cycle should take many seconds, yet remain as comfortable as possible, without rushing or hurrying through the breath. Your breath will be steady. By steady, we mean that the inhalation and the exhalation are the same length. Counting both the length of the inhale and the length of the exhale to yourself. See that there is an average. So counting your inhale, and there's a pause when the breath is full, and counting your exhale. Again, inhale, and exhale. An even breath. Make time each day to watch your breathing, to slow your mind, and quiet the emotional self. With time, you will be breathing like your former child self, as carefree as a baby. Take a cleansing breath. Breathe in through your nose and let it out through your mouth, releasing carbon dioxide and epinephrine waste. You should be feeling quite relaxed by now. Any minor adjustments as you continue to watch your breathing. Notice how your sensations have changed, how more grounded you feel as you have relaxed more and more and have been watching your breath. Notice how much more secure you feel. Notice the position of your hands. With each breath, the mind becomes clear and calm. Doing a relaxation exercise, say in your mind, My hands and arms are heavy and warm. My hands and arms are heavy and warm. My hands and arms are heavy. Say in your mind, my feet and legs are heavy and warm. My feet and legs are heavy and warm. My feet and legs are heavy and warm. Say in your mind, my abdomen is warm and comfortable. My abdomen is warm and comfortable. My abdomen is warm and comfortable. Say in your mind, my breathing is deep and even. My breathing is deep and even. My breathing is deep and even. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My heartbeat is calm and regular. My forehead is cool. My forehead is cool. My forehead is cool. My entire body is relaxed and calm. I am feeling peaceful. All worries are leaving me. All concerns disappear in this moment. Conscious, connected breathing is communication with the source of life. I feel a deep peace within myself as I become more aware of my breathing. My body feels lighter and freer. My mind is clear and I feel the joy. I am able to experience a more joyous outlook in difficult situations as I breathe in the harmony of the universe. As I relax more and more, my emotions become calm and serene. I know I can deal with whatever situations arise. I breathe in peace and relax tension and tightness. I release stress. I release tightness in my muscles and my nerves. I am aware only of the movement of my breath. I am aware only of the stillness within. I am relaxed. My breathing is slow, deep, smooth, and rhythmic. I am relaxed. I allow the peacefulness of my breath to radiate from my center to the hidden recesses of my body. The healing energy fills my lungs and radiates throughout my entire circulatory system. My body and my mind are working in harmony. I continue to breathe deeply and evenly. With each breath, I become deeply, deeply relaxed. With each breath, important physiological mechanisms are triggered. With each out-breath, I release worry, hurry, anger, regret, and any compulsive behaviors. With each breath, stress drains out of me. There is only a few minutes left to the meditation. Everything is right with the world and my universe. There is boundless goodness and riches around me. There are gifts given freely without having to do anything to earn them, because God only wants the best for me. Whatever appears in this material world as difficulties are only hidden blessings. My mind and body will react to the knowledge that all is goodness with peace and gratitude. In this last minute, ask for a prayer of healing for all loved ones, past, present, and future, for healing in the world, for all humanity. To Homeopathy World Community, Blog Talk Radio, Sunday Night Meditation. Until next time.